Voters in Mississippi last week decided to keep the state's 1894 flag with its emblem of the Confederacy. Essayist Diane Roberts considers the heritage that the flag symbolizes.
Here we are in the 21st century, still fighting the Civil War. The Sons of Confederate Veterans just pitched a hissy fit in Tallahassee because they weren't allowed to march in the springtime parade. The Sons huffed that they were descendants of the men who died saving Tallahassee from the Yankees at the Battle of Natural Bridge, though if you're black, I expect you'd put it differently. In Birmingham, there's a man finally on trial for setting a bomb at the 16th Street Baptist Church, the one that killed four little girls in 1963. During the Civil Rights Movement, many whites claimed to be defending the so-called Southern way of life, same as their ancestors did 100 years ago. Now, in Mississippi, the citizens have voted to cling like there's no tomorrow to the Confederate battle flag. And the result wasn't even close. The flag that flew over pro-slavery armies, the flag that presided over Ku Klux Klan cross-burnings and meetings of the White Citizens Council, prevailed by 2-1. Frat boys at Ole Miss whooped in the streets, "The South has risen again." But come on, y'all, look at us. The South is like a big haunted house, noisy with the ghosts of our simultaneously violent and hateful, glamorous and vainglorious history. While the rest of America looks to the future, constantly reinventing itself, insisting on the irrelevance of what has gone before, we look to the past. We have made great strides, passing civil rights legislation, integrating ourselves, electing black lawmakers and mayors, righting some of the ancient wrongs. But then we slip our New South tether and run back to our Old South ways. Mississippi had a chance to enter the 21st century, but the state has now fulfilled everybody's stereotype of the retrograde, racially divided Deep South, still longing for the old plantation. The pro-battle flag whites appealed to heritage, not hate. But the heritage of the Confederate battle flag is hatred. The flag does not stand for the resistance of a brave, outnumbered people facing down powerful invaders. It stands for white supremacy, for an ideology that told black people they were not fully human, not fully American. The old ghosts still walk in Mississippi. Winning the war culturally, they lost militarily 136 years ago, thinking this will bring a golden age that never was back again with the sharp spring wind.
Diane Roberts teaches English at the University of Alabama.